Hi, this is Richard K. Allison, your host for Sunday Night. And this evening, we bring you an encore performance of a previous Sunday Night broadcast. If you've never listened to Sunday Night before, I know you'll enjoy it. You'll hear music, drama, humor. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I bet you'll even say amen once or twice. So sit back and enjoy an encore performance of Sunday Night.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh, Lord, you know I have a friend like you.
That's right.
Heaven's not my home. And, Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
That's right. It's Sunday night. This is Richard K. Allison. And tonight is Kids Night at Maranatha Hall. The place is full of kids, and the show is full of good stuff. We've got the Bugs, we've got the Flyers, we've got Phil Lawler from Adventures in Odyssey, plus the 58-piece Northwestern College Band. All that and the regulars too, Jeff Miller and the Refreshment Committee, Michael Pierce Donnelly and the band, and lots more. So grab the kiddies, put on a happy face, and get ready for something different.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Anymore.
Yeah! Thank you, and welcome to Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison, and tonight we are coming to you from a jam-packed, filled to the rafters, Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul, Minnesota. And we've got a dandy evening planned for you. This is Kids Night here at Sunday Night. And we have got some special guests that you're just going to love. Some great music, some great fun. Lots and lots of good stuff. Thanks for joining us. We have a wonderful audience full of kids. Let's hear it, kids. Let them know out there in Radioland that there are children here. Isn't that something? I tell you, I don't think we've had this much zing in things in quite a while. They are wonderful. Hey, to get things started this evening, I thought I would tell you a story, a Bible story that you may recognize eventually. Here it comes. God said to Jonah, go to Nineveh. Jonah said to God, I don't wanna. So God put Jonah in a whale. God put Jonah in a whale. Jonah said, no. And what do you think? The guys on the boat threw Jonah in the drink. And God put Jonah in the whale. God put Jonah in the whale. Jonah hopped the boat and tried to run away. Uh-oh, Jonah hopped the boat and went the other way. But God put Jonah in a whale. God put Jonah in a whale, yeah. Jonah said, nah, and what do you think? The guys on the boat threw Jonah in the drink. And God put Jonah in the whale. Oh, yeah, God put Jonah in the whale. Uh-oh, along came a storm and it rained and it blew. The guys on the boat just didn't know what to do. But God put Jonah in a whale. God put Jonah in a whale. Jonah said, now, and what do you think? The guys on the boat threw Jonah in the drink. And God put Jonah in the whale. Oh, yeah, God put Jonah in the whale. Oh, well, someone found Jonah underneath the stair. The captain of the boat said, get him out of there. So they threw him in the water. He landed with a crunch. Along come the whale and had Jonah for his lunch. And God put Jonah in the whale. God put Jonah in the whale, yeah. Jonah said, no. And what do you think? The guys on the boat threw Jonah in the drink. And God put Jonah in the whale. Oh, yeah. God put Jonah in the whale. Well, Jonah said,
God, I've had a change of heart.
saying no to you just isn't very smart.
So God delivered Jonah from the whale. God delivered Jonah from the whale, yeah. Jonah said,
yes, Lord, I'll go and teach.
And the fish burped Jonah up right on the beach. And God delivered Jonah from the whale. That's the way it happened. God delivered Jonah from the whale. Yeah, Jonah said, yes, Lord, I'll go and teach.
And the fish burped Jonah up right on the beach.
And God delivered Jonah from the whale. Uh-huh. God delivered Jonah from the whale.
Thank you. Okay, a lot of young folks and old folks alike in this area get a kick out of hearing these next guests on the radio. Two little guys who, with the Lord's help, handle life's problems, most of which come from each other. Would you welcome to Sunday night, The Bugs?
It figures.
Aren't you going to get them?
Who?
That jerks who knocked down our snowman.
Who are they?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
Then how are you going to get them?
How?
Yeah, we got to find out who kicked over our snowman.
Kicked?
That's how you wreck snowmen.
It was right by the driveway. How do you know somebody didn't back into it?
They kicked down Roger's, too.
That's too bad. I guess it's snowman vandalism.
Yeah, what are we gonna do?
Build another snowman?
What are we gonna do about the snowman kickers?
I don't know what. We don't even know who they are.
We should call the police.
Oh, yeah. Right, and say, hi, it's me, Benny. The snowman kickers got our snowman. You better come right over.
Yeah!
Benny, really?
Well, call him!
Benny... The police don't investigate kicked over snowmen.
Why not?
Because they're too busy investigating real people that got kicked over.
Well, what about us kids? Who's gonna protect our snowmen?
Do what I used to do. Build your snowman. The next time you build a snowman, build it around the iron post by the garage. Then, when they go to kick it, they'll break their foot.
And I can't see it out my window.
Okay.
And I can't wave to it.
Oh.
Or I can't watch it at night. When it's cold and dark and the stars are twinkling to see if it comes alive.
Uh-huh.
People who wreck snowmen cannot just be running around loose with mean eyes and big black boots with spikes.
Spikes?
And big clubs with nails in them.
Benny, it was probably just kids like you or Roger, only with attitudes.
I bet I know who.
Who?
Linda Porschmutter's brother.
Yeah. He would, but it wasn't him.
How do you know?
He's been out for days with the flu.
Good.
Benny.
But who could have done a thing like this?
Oh, remember what I told you once?
What?
There are two kinds of people in the world. The ones who throw their trash out their car windows and the ones who walk along the road picking it up.
Oh, great. Litter bugs kicked over my snowman.
Well, you get my drift anyway.
How come some people are so different? Why can't they just act like they're supposed to?
Well, there's really not that much difference between any of us, you know.
They act different.
Yeah, maybe we look different and act different, but inside us, we can all be mean sometimes.
God made us and snowflakes all different.
Yes, true. But just don't think that whoever it was that knocked down your snowman...
They murdered it!
Don't think they're hopeless monsters. It was probably just neighborhood kids you see at the park.
Them! I knew it!
But whoever it was, just forgive them and get on with your life. Even knocked a couple of snowmen over.
You what?
A before I knew better.
Bernie!
Give me a break.
How could you wreck a child's precious snowman?
That's it. See, I didn't know yet how somebody feels when their snowman gets wrecked.
Well, this is a fine but stupid thing to find out about.
Benny, all I'm saying is don't take it personally. Lots of snowmen get wrecked every winter all over America.
It's a rotten world.
Just look, you can make another snowman.
Not like Friendly.
That was his name, right?
Yeah, he never hurt anybody.
Would you like me to help you make another one?
Yes, and don't you ever knock over anybody's snowman again.
I won't. I promise. Really.
Got you, man!
Hey, it's Randall, the mailman from Adventures in Odyssey. How about that? So, Randall, how are things in the world of Odyssey?
Oh, just fine, just fine.
Good.
Bring your greetings from everyone, Connie and Eugene, the gang at Wit's End. Wit himself said to tell you hi.
Oh, well, that's nice. He's a nice man.
Oh, he sure is. He's one of the nicest men I know.
Well, hi back, Wit.
Where?
Where what?
Where's Wit? You just said hi back to him.
No, actually, what I meant was for you to say hi to him when you get back to Odyssey. In fact, I'd like you to say hi to everyone in Odyssey from us.
Oh, that's right. Just abuse me.
Oh, no, Randall, I wasn't...
No. You go ahead and take advantage. Just treat me like a public servant.
You are a public servant.
I am?
Yes, all mailmen are.
Oh. Well, rub my nose in it, why don't you? You think just because I carry letters around all day, I don't have any hopes and dreams? I do other things, too, you know.
Oh, really? Like what?
I'm a writer.
A writer?
Uh-huh. I work for a newspaper in Odyssey.
Isn't that interesting?
Not really. But they'd sure like it if I could bring back an interview.
An interview?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean a sort of like a celebrity profile?
Well, actually, I was thinking of interviewing you, but if you got a celebrity around here, sure, I'll talk to him.
Never mind. So what do I have to do? I've never been interviewed before.
Wow, an exclusive.
Yeah?
Well, there's nothing to it. I just ask you questions and you answer them.
That's it?
Yep.
Huh.
Now, to begin with, I want to know about you and your partners.
Partners?
Yeah, your co-hosts.
Co-hosts?
You know, Kay and Allison.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, I really like that name, Allison, you know. It's right up there with Helga. Where is she, anyway?
Well, technically, right here.
What do you mean, technically? What is she, a robot?
No, what I mean is Allison is standing next to you. I'm Allison.
You are?
Yes.
Does Kay know?
Sure. See, I'm Kay, too.
You're Kay, too?
Uh-huh.
I heard about people like you. You're one of them split personality people, right?
No. My name is Richard, middle initial K, Allison.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then what's the names of your co-hosts?
Well, I don't have co-hosts.
Got rid of
actually.
Them, huh?
No.
Sounds like a cover-up to me. What a headline. Scandal on Sunday night. Show host dumps sidekicks.
No. I didn't dump them, but... You say sidekicks.
Yeah.
I've got sidekicks. I mean, Jeff Miller, Mike Donnelly. We work together. Look, maybe we better move on to something else, huh?
Yeah. Like what?
Well, like what we were talking about earlier backstage.
You mean about your executive producer being a real pinhead?
No. that's good. He's just kidding, Mr. Ramsey. sir, not that.
What?
The other stuff.
Oh.
About what it's like to work on Sunday night.
Okay. So what's it like to work on Sunday night?
Oh, it's great. We have a lot of fun.
That's all? Just fun?
Well, no. It's hard work, too.
Why is it so hard?
Well, making sure we get everything right. Yeah.
So you're saying there are times when you get things wrong?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, you just said you have to work hard to get things right, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but...
So I mean, if you have to work hard to get things right, then it follows that most of the time you do them wrong, right?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way.
Well, then how would you put it?
I just think that sometimes I look at things differently than our staff does.
Oh, you mean they're difficult to work with.
I didn't say that.
then you're difficult to work with.
No.
Well, look, if you see things one way and they see things another way, that means that one of you is difficult to work with. Now, which one is it, you or them?
Wait a minute. This is supposed to be an interview, not an inquisition. Just what paper do you write for, anyway?
This one.
What? The Daily Mudslinger?
Yeah. We get the dirt on everyone.
You sound like a muckraker to me.
Hey, watch your language. This is a family show.
No, muckraker isn't a bad word.
Oh, sure. I see the headline now. Family show host has foul mouth.
Randall.
Can I quote you?
No. Now, look. Have you written anything besides newspaper stories?
Well, sure. In fact, I wrote a poem.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's about writers.
What's it called?
It's Untitled.
Oh, you don't have a name for it yet?
No, that is its name. It's Untitled.
Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Randall the Odyssey Mailman with his poem about writers entitled, It's Untitled.
It's Untitled by Randall the Odyssey Mailman. I'm sure, no doubt, you'll understand that writers, as a breed, all follow a specific plan, a special kind of creed. Not to fashion word or phrase that fills the heart with joy, nor poems that spawn a loving gaze when read to girl by boy. Not to tell of lost romance, the torrid stuff of drama, nor text of grammar's proper stance, of colon, dash, and comma. Not to write the tragic tales of lust for gain and power, nor yarns of maids unjustly jailed atop a villain's tower. No, writers share but one ambition, supplied to them by fate. Their one and only truthful mission? To procrastinate. Tell them dinner is at 8. What do they do? Procrastinate. Meet with them? You'll have to wait. Just 'cause they procrastinate. They can't fish. They have no bait. Just 'cause they
procrastinate.
The reason for their slow heart rate? It's in their blood.
Procrastinate.
Deadlines make you Twitter pay? Not writers. They
procrastinate.
They won't keep a luncheon date, nor cause a lift to elevate, nor take a mate named Katie Tate. Why? 'Cause they
procrastinate.
When roll is called on Peter's slate, and heaven opes its pearly gate, guess who'll be 3 hours late? The literati procrastinate. A will of iron and discipline and strong reserve of heart are things that writers need within as staples of their art. With these, they'll rise above the din to set themselves apart and then courageously begin to finish all they...
Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Lawler as Randall the Odyssey Mailman. Just never got around to finishing that one, huh? Yeah. One of these days. Hey, it's great to have you with us, Phil.
Thank you.
Adventures in Odyssey has been such an exciting new program on the radio. Been around now how long?
Well, actually, it's not all that new. It's been around 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, that's
years.
Terrific. You're one of the creators of Adventures in Odyssey there from the beginning?
There from the beginning. With Steve Harris, I helped create Adventures in Odyssey, and it's just been a blessing. We're on... more than 1,000 stations now on a daily basis and on a weekly basis. On a weekly basis, we're more than 1,000. On a daily basis, we're more than 500.
Wow. So. Whose idea was this? It was you and Steve?
Me and Steve, yeah. Uh-huh. We came up with it together, and it was great. It's just been a lot of fun, and everything has worked out really. It's been a real blessing.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Glad to hear it. Of course, it's under the sponsorship of Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
And I imagine Dr. Yimmy, refer to him up here, he had something to do with that whole thing.
Yeah, he actually came in one day and said, we need to do a radio drama, and guys, go create it. So it's been really, really good. He's been very supportive of it, and it's been just wonderful.
Anything new on the horizon for Adventures in Odyssey?
Actually, yes. We've released videos, animated videos, and they have been, two of them are out now. The third one is going to start production real soon, as I understand, and that one should be around Christmas time.
Is it true what I hear? You actually have books coming?
Yes, actually, we do. That was the other thing. And in April, we're going to be releasing 3 Adventures in Odyssey novels. So for anybody who would like to read stories from Adventures in Odyssey, they're going to be available in April.
Hitting all the senses, huh?
Yep.
Ears.
That's it.
Eyes. But you have a scratch and sniff, you get the nose then.
That's next.
It's another idea.
We'll
okay.
Figure out the scratch and sniff Odyssey.
Phil, thanks for being with us. Give him a hand, will you? Phil Lawler from Adventures in Odyssey. check it out on your radio station where you are. So we have some terrific guests with us this evening. The Flyers, making their Sunday night debut. Hiya, Marnie.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Roger.
It's so nice to be here.
Oh, well, it's great to have you. How long have you guys been doing this?
8 years.
Mm-hmm. 8 years. 8 long years? Or have they gone pretty quickly?
I think pretty quick.
Yeah?
Quicker and quicker.
Mm-hmm. Eight fun years.
Your husband and wife, correct?
Right.
All right. And what is it that you've been doing for 8 years? I mean, is it just...
Singing for children and families all over. About 1 million people since 1983.
Is that right? Yep. Wow, like schools and...
You name it.
Concerts?
Every town in Minnesota, too.
Is that right? You've been the whole state, huh?
Every state, every town in the state, just about. But
it's really an incredible coincidence that you do kids programs for kids and for families, because this is kids' night here at Sunday Night.
Hey.
And so you fit in perfectly.
Boy, oh boy, what a coincidence.
But you were worried, you know, whether you'd actually be fitting in or not, and here it's just perfect. So
hey,
would you give a warm Sunday Night welcome to the Flyers?
Thank you.
I'd like everybody to please close your eyes for just a minute. No peeking. I can tell who's speaking. Moms and dads, close your eyes too. Thank you. What's that sound?
Someone was peeking.
Does anybody know? You can peek now. What's that sound? Anybody know? Train whistle.
Mm-hmm.
If I went like this, chugga, 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 chugga. Do you think that was a real train in here? If I went like this, all aboard! Would you think that's a real train going over the radio?
That was mixed, Roger. Some people, yeah.
They're just being nice, I think.
Okay.
I would like to sing my very favorite train song for you. And after you've heard it a couple times, please join in with me. It goes like this. I've been working on the railroad all the live long. You know it?
I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Strumming on the old banjo and singing.
That's true.
There were three bears, cha, cha, and cha. Mm-hmm. They all went walking and talking in the woods one day. Along came a girl with long golden curls. Her name was Goldilocks, and up upon the door she knocked. She didn't care of them three bears. Mm-mm. Home came them three bears. Someone's been eating my porridge, said the papa bear, said the papa bear. Someone's been eating my porridge, said the mama bear,
said the mama bear.
And the baby wee bear said to mama wee bear, someone has broken my chair. Oh, everyone go, oh, oh.
Goldilocks, she woke up, she broke up the party, she beat it out of there.
She beat it out of there.
Hey.
Bye. Papa bear, said the papa bear. Bye, 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 said the mama bear.
Said the mama bear.
And then the baby wee bear said to mama wee bear. Bye, 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 bye. Oh, everyone.
job. Thank you. This next song is called Sarah Sponda. For Sarah Sponda, all the women and all the girls will sing with me. All the men and all the boys will sing with Roger. Here's how our part goes. Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, ret, set, set. Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, ret, set, set. Adoreo, adore bundeo, adore bunde, ret, set, set. Passe, passeo. Good, that's hard, and you're doing great.
Guys, our part is kind of hard, too.
See some muscles out there? If you're listening on the radio, please put your arms together, guys. Make big muscles for me. There we go. Looks good. I go like this. Bunda, 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 bunda. That's our part. Macho dudes, you.
Do you believe this? Is this fair? No.
It's about all we can handle, right, guys?
Well, our part is more interesting, more creative, right? Okay. Let's try our part one more time. Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, ret, set, set. Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, ret, set, set. Adoreo, adoreo. Adore bunde, ret, set, set. Passe, passeo. Okay, now we're going to put the two together.
Ready, bunda boys? Bunda, bunda, bunda.
Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, ret, set, set. Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda. Adore bundeo, adore bunde, ret, set, set, passe, passeo. Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, ret, set, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, Sarah Sponda, ret, set, set. Adore, adore bundeo, adore bunde, ret, set, set, passeo.
The Flyers. Welcome back to Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison, and there's lots more to come with, the Flyers will be back, and we've got the Northwestern College Band. Oh, you don't want to miss a thing, so stay with us. See, it's all new. It's Pray Tell's first animated film. It's The Little Handmaid, the musical story of 2 Kings chapter 5, featuring a whole score of new songs. Commander of the King of Aram's armies, General Naaman, has everything he could possibly want, and something he doesn't, leprosy.
I'll tell you a tale of a general here, and a lesson he tried to forego. Advice from his handmaid led him to draw near to Elijah, who healing bestowed. Healing bestowed, bestowed, the billowy waters that flowed. Elisha said, dunk in the Jordan. He sunk, Naaman came up with healing bestowed.
The little handmaid was the handmaid of Naaman's wife, but she was a girl taken captive from Israel. She told her mistress about the prophet Elisha, who could cure Naaman's disease. When Naaman finally found Elisha, he didn't like what he heard.
Jump in and see. Jump in and see. Into the river God will deliver. Take it from me. Wash and your flesh will be restored. Give all the glory to the Lord. Seven times under. Oh, what a wonder. Jump in and see.
Angry, Elisha did not cure him on the spot. Naaman left in a rage, but his servants finally convince him to think twice.
What would you give if you could live without this sickness? He told you how. Do it right now. Why be irate?
Listen to him. Go take a swim.
We know it sounds so very simple.
No more martyr.
Were it harder, you wouldn't wait.
Had he said fly, you would ask him, how high?
Had he said giggle, you'd sure be laughing.
Had he said go to the ends of the earth, you would go.
Now is the time, don't make it tough. Down to the buff and into the stuff.
It's a small price, take his advice.
Go and be cured.
And after the seventh time under, Naaman is a new man.
Leprosy, where is my leprosy? Once I had it, and had it galore. From my head to my toes, what was left of my nose was infected. But that's all before. Leprosy, leprosy, oh ho ho! I've a debt that must not go unpaid. To Elisha and God, and I also applaud the courage of a little handmaid.
So, Naaman returns home with one more job to do.
Dare you see her cleaning up inside the house?
Working hard there for your spouse. She's not complaining.
And you'll feel like slime until you take the time to tank the girl.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my, she saved your life, big guy, you got to thank the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't delay the words you got to say, you got to thank the girl.
The little handmaid, how a little girl sets in motion the change of a great man. The little handmaid, pray tell's all new full-length animated musical film. The little handmaid, coming to theaters near you. Well, what do you say we hear some more from the Flyers? Sound like a good idea to you? Yeah. All right, take it away.
We have some dear friends who were in Nigeria for a year, and they came back with some wonderful, wonderful songs that the Nigerians sing in church. And we just loved them, and this is one of them.
Wonder so-so, wonder so-so, wonder where Jesus see they do for me.
Wonder so-so, wonder so-so, wonder where Jesus see they do for me.
He butter my bread, he sugar my tea, wonder where Jesus see they do for me. He held up my papa, he held up my mama, wonder where Jesus see they do for me.
Oh.
Wonder so-so, wonder so-so, wonder what Jesus see they do for me. Oh, wonder so-so, wonder so-so, wonder what Jesus see they do for me. He butter my bread, he sugar my tea, wonder what Jesus see they do for me. He held up my papa, he held up my mama, wonder what Jesus see they do for me.
Wonder so-so, wonder so-so, wonder what Jesus see they do for me. Oh, wonder so-so, wonder so-so, wonder what Jesus see they do for me. Wonder what Jesus see they do for me.
The flyers. Thanks. Say, by now you know, if you're a regular listener to Sunday Night, that our home is in Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul, Minnesota. And there really is a college here. I mean, you know, we're not making this up. There really is a college. No, really, there is. And in this college, there is a band, an actual band. And all 58 players in that band are here this evening under the direction of Mr. Bruce Pearson. Would you give a good Sunday night welcome to the Northwestern College Band?
Story from a long time ago, how the promise of the Lord came true, how the people of Israel found the promised land complete with milk and honey and a view. To get to this place took quite a little time. Well, it took 40 years to be exact, but a leader like Joshua could get his people there even though a map and compass he lacked. The day finally came, the moment arrived, when the River Jordan was in view. Joshua and company were on the east side in a quandary as to what to do. You see, across the water, just down the road, was the promised land we know. But there was a little problem, a tiny obstacle. It was a city called Jericho. Well, I suppose it was more than a little problem. Actually, it was more of a minor hassle. It was really a big headache. In fact, the city of Jericho was a major obstacle. It was a threat to the very future of Israel. Why, this fortress was a classic example of a monumental edifice of logistical impregnability.
Jared, hold it. Would you please? I have in front of me the score. And the score is the band won and you nothing. Now, don't you understand? These people came here to hear a clear presentation of the story of Jericho. They didn't come here to hear you get carried away, to get all excited. You don't understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, let's get on with it, would you please?
Well, you get the picture. The human odds were not on Israel's side, but they crossed the River Jordan nonetheless. For Joshua knew, and his people did too, if God was with them, they could win with less. So they reached dry land and got organized, but when they saw what they saw, they felt glum. For they discovered when they reached the walls of Jericho, the city was locked up tighter than a drum. John. That was just a figure of speech. A simile. An analogy, you know what I mean? Anyway, a plan was devised as to how the attack would be made. For 6 days, they marched around the city walls. With those thousands, it was quite a parade. Where was I now? Oh, yes, the seventh day, the day that Jericho would come to an end. The Israelites assembled with their thousands to fight. It was almost too much to comprehend. Imagine, if you will, the seven priests in front with their trumpets all ready to blow. Then the Ark of the Covenant and thousands of men just waiting for Josh to say go. But this parade had a different twist so that no one from the city would escape. The army had to march around seven times. Josh hoped by now they'd all be in shape. That's right, 7 times. As the Israelites came around the 7th time, the fateful moment was finally at hand. Joshua called his thousands to halt and gave the cue to strike up the band. That was pretty bad. That needs some practice. Joshua commanded the trumpets to blow and the people to shout. Now by this time, some strange things were a-happening as the ground around the city began to shake. The citizens of Jericho were also pretty shook as their walls began to crumble and break. Now the rumble reached 10 on that Richter scale as those quakes and tremors hit that town. But even, and the people were dazed when the walls came tumbling down. Well, as I said before, this saga is more than a story from a long time ago. For it teaches us that God keeps his promises, as anyone who reads his book will know. So don't ignore this thought or shove this lesson aside, for to do so, one would be a fool. Just remember it was God who had power enough to give Jericho some urban renewal.
Western College Band, director Bruce Pearson, a narration by Jared Berenger. Great job. See, there are lots of great stories in the Bible. Have you discovered that yet? Ooh, if you haven't, you need to. And one of those great stories is the story of a great man by the name of Daniel. Now, Daniel was a real good guy. In fact, there were some people who thought he was too good.
So, Tonius, how did it go?
Well, Phineas, maybe I ought to let Lennius go first.
Okay, here's what happened. I followed him one morning way before it was light.
Yeah, okay, well, that's all right.
Come on, keep telling us.
He was heading toward the palace, then he vanished out of sight.
Huh. I wonder where we went.
I figured he was sneaking in to do an act of hate.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds
but I caught him doing jumping jacks behind the palace gate.
Oh, don't that just frost you?
There ought to be a law against being so good for making all us normal guys so misunderstood. You never measure up beside a guy without a flaw against the guy who makes us look. There ought to be a law.
Well, okay, now, Tonius, I hope you did a better job than Lennius did.
Well, here goes. And Dennis and another put his head upon his knee. I smiled because he was sure that he was sleeping on the job. But when I saw him praying, I began to sob.
Oh, no, don't start crying all over here.
There ought to be a law against being so nice, for loving all your neighbors and for giving good advice. It makes a normal villain like so sagging and so raw, against the way he makes us feel. There ought to be a law.
Wait a minute. That's it.
That's what?
If there ain't a law against being so good, we'll have King Darius make one.
What are you talking about?
Listen, what's the one thing Daniel does more than anything else?
Pray.
Right, but what if praying to the God of Israel was against the law? Yeah, listen, we'll throw a party for the king right in front of his throne.
What are you talking about?
We'll convince him all the people should pray to him alone.
Okay.
What else now?
And anyone who has the nerve to say the least amen, he can drop kick his carcass right into the lion's den. That's the best news I heard all day. Okay, now everybody sing along with me.
The king will make a law against being so good, and we'll be promoted to the place where Daniel stood, while Danny's sitting pretty right within a lion's jaw. To give the guy what he deserves,
hey King Darius,
there ought to be a law.
Oh boy, we're gonna see the king, oh boy, oh boy.
Now, are you sure about this, Phineas? Maybe we ought to think this through a little bit more.
Wimping out on me, huh, Tonius?
Well, no, I...
Turning chicken on me, Tonius?
No!
I'm no chicken, Phineas.
I know, Lennius.
I'm with you all the way.
Good.
We're gonna see the king, oh boy, oh boy, oh
Lennius,
boy.
Lennius.
Yeah?
Give it a rest.
Oh, sure.
It's just that Daniel is such a neat guy. This plot could blow up in our faces big time.
The king will see you now.
So what's it going to be, Tonius? Are you in or not?
I'm in. It's just that...
King Darius is waiting.
Oh, boy, we're going to see the king.
I'll go first.
Okay, Phineas. Oh, boy.
So Phineas and Linnaeus and Timorous Tonius explained their idea to the king, and he seemed to show some interest.
Ooh! Worship me and only me? Ooh, I like the sound of that. Can I really make a law like this?
If the sovereign is the king, then the king is the sovereign and has absolute authority to designate, denigrate, or decapitate any deity, including but not limited to the sovereign himself.
Ooh! What does that mean?
You can do anything you want. You're the king.
Ooh, good!
So the king took his ring and stamped a legal thing, and the law became the law of the land.
Yay.
I like
the part about the lions.
So Phineas and Linnaeus and Timorous Tonius took turns tapping Daniel's telephone.
Hey, what are you doing? This is B.C. ancient times and all that.
But peeking in his window sounds disgusting.
Ah, come on.
All right, go ahead with the original.
So, Phineas and Linnaeus and Timorous Tonius took turns peeking into Daniel's window.
That's disgusting.
See, I told you.
It didn't take long for our heroes.
Oh, just read it.
It didn't take long for our heroes to catch Daniel praying.
Hey, that's not fair. I didn't get a turn to peek.
And they went straight to the king.
Oh, no! Not Daniel! Oh, he's such a neat guy.
See, I told you.
But a law is a law, King Darius. You gotta go through with it.
I know, but it's so sad.
Daniel was immediately brought to the lion's den.
No, wait. I want to talk to him first.
But before he was thrown to the famished felines, the king spoke with Daniel.
Oh, Daniel, I'm so sorry about this. I hope you know it wasn't a personal thing at all. I just thought it sounded like fun to be God for a while.
Relax, oh king. The one and true God is alive and well and walking beside me.
Where is he, Phineas? I don't see him.
Ay.
My God is not worried. So I'm not either.
Well, I hope he can do something. This is looking pretty hopeless to me.
Finally, Daniel was lowered down into the lion's den as his friends bid him farewell.
Goodbye.
The next morning, the king ran down to the lion's den even before... before he changed out of his pajamas.
Daniel, say something to me, Daniel. Say something to me.
What would you like me to say?
Oh, I don't care. Just speak to me, Daniel. Speak to me so that I know you're still alive. You're still alive. Ooh. Oh, Daniel, praise be to your God and your God only. Wow. How did he do that?
Piece of cake. His angel came and shut the lion's mouth. It was a very quiet night. But you do have yourself some very hungry lions. By the way, nice jammies.
Thank you.
And at this point, the plot that Vinius and Linnaeus and Timorous Tonius had cooked up blew up in their faces.
Big time.
Big time.
See, I told you.
And the entire kingdom raised their voices in salute to a man of courage, a man of God, a real hero.
Hey, don't rub it in, will ya?
Oh, boy, we're gonna see the lions. Can I pet him, Vinius? Can I pet him, huh?
Linnaeus.
Oh, Daniel. How could we have missed it? You're the hero we're looking for. Daniel. You're no lion's brisket, man of steel right down to the core. Odds of you surviving weren't very good. The lions were crying for chow, and the guys who were contriving misunderstood that lions having a fit don't faze God a bit. Oh, Daniel, you left the country speechless. All those evil schemers were flops. Daniel, you left those lions meatless, sitting right there licking their chops. You make modern heroes look like zeros. Listen what we're saying. Hey there, Daniel, you're number one.
Daniel, you're every inch a winner. Anybody else would have ran. Daniel, you're nobody's beginner. Every girl and boy, Superman. You and Schwarzenegger look like a faker. On your knees and praying. Hey there, Daniel. Hey there, Daniel. Hey there, Daniel.
End of another Sunday night. I want to say thank you to the people that make this program possible. Our technical supervisors, Dick Beckvar, our house engineers, Travis Ludwig and Chris Wild, our radio engineers, Dave Schmidt and Kurt Olson and Don Malley. Thanks to Carrie Baker and Mike Young, who take care of the house here for us. Paul Arneberg, our stage manager. Thanks to the New American Standard Band, to the Refreshment Committee, Bruce Belgard, Mike Donnelly, Angie Gislason, Carol Holly, Mary Miller, and Kevin Remdy. Our associate producer for Sunday night is Judy Hannestead. Our executive producer is Paul Ramsier. Michael Pierce Donnelly is our music director, and Jeffrey S. Miller, our co-creative director. Thanks to our guests tonight, Bruce Pearson and the Northwestern College Band, Roger and Marnie Flyer, Steve Mylander, Jenny Hallstein, and Michelle Sorvig with The Bugs, Phil Lawler of Adventures in Odyssey, and to our special guests tonight, you children. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Richard K. Allison. We'll be talking at you next week. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to a special rebroadcast of the program Sunday Night. These shows were originally produced live before a studio audience in Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul. The program was broadcast from the late 80s and early 90s, ending production in 1994. The host is the late Richard K. Allison. We found some of these old shows in the archives and are bringing them back as a summer special each weekend here on Faith Radio. Listen for another installment next Sunday afternoon at 4.